famous stars at NAS. This is Murphy Gibbons. Hollywood stars Tyrone Power and Robert Taylor were among those stationed at the base during the war. Power, a lieutenant in the Marines, went through flight training at NAS while his wife Annabella stayed at the Driscoll Hotel. Robert Taylor, already a pilot, was at NAS in 1942 for refresher training. Not so well known was Gerald F. Child. He was in the first class to graduate at the station weeks before Pearl Harbor was attacked. Less than a year later, Child and his PBY crew were the first to locate the Japanese fleet steaming toward Midway. Before his plane was shot down, Child kept visual contact with the Japanese carriers, which helped give the U.S. Navy a great victory, considered the turning point of the war in the Pacific. The training of pilots was so accelerated that by war's end, more than 35,000 pilots had earned their wings at the Naval Air Station. After the war in the Pacific ended on August 15, 1945, Navy planes were mothballed and auxiliary fields deactivated. NAS became a mere shadow of its wartime self, and Corpus Christi lost the buzz and excitement of thousands of servicemen stationed at the Naval Air Station. During World War II, it was said that there was probably not a pilot in the Navy who had not at one time or another landed at Corpus Christi. Either he took flight training at NAS or stopped at the base on a cross-country flight. Many of the aviators who fought and died in the naval battles in the Pacific were trained at the Naval Air Station. When the base was being built in 1940, people said it would make Corpus Christi important, or at least more important, but they didn't know at the time just how important it would be. This is the last of five parts on the Naval Air Station in World War II. This is Murphy Gibbons.